Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo. Hello, everyone. Hi out there in the world, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to another episode of the Life Uncharted Podcast. It's your favorite girl, as always. Each and every time, I will announce myself. So if you are a new listener, it's Shayo. If you're an old listener, you already know who it is, right? I'm the self-proclaimed favorite host. As always, I have my two girls here with me. Please introduce yourself, ladies.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Hey. What's up? Sorry, I should behave myself. It's Damola here. I'm happy to be back. You can see, guys, I'm working on my energy. So please,
she is.
I need people to acknowledge the fact that I'm coming with more life.
You try.
It's glad to be here. I don't know. What am I supposed to say?
He's glad to be here. Yeah,
I'm glad. I don't know. The English is not English. But
it's not our first language.
I am happy to be back on another episode.
Hi, everybody. I am here. I shall not mention my name, but I'm here.
Please, we want to know your name more.
My friend continues.
We might have new listeners, honestly.
That's true, actually. I think we have new listeners. Hi, everyone. My name is Diana.
Okay. Well, that's us. So, I feel so good because it's been a long time since I've actually hosted. But anyways, brief catch-ups. How's everyone doing? How was, your weekend? How's your week going so far? Diana, you start.
I'm just there. My week is going okay. Could be better. Could be worse. I don't know. But it's just okay. So, grateful for that.
Weekend, Uncle. What did you get up to?
I don't even get up to anything these days. So, there's that. But I'm fine. And everything's good. And maybe another time I'll have more gist.
Damola, how's your weekend?
Okay, Saturday was nice. I went to a theme park on Saturday. That was fun. I guess at some point my age was showing, but it was fun. I got on a few rides that I could tolerate. But anyway, the scenery was really nice. I recommend Alton Towers for anyone if you're in the UK and you're looking for a nice, fun place to go.
Where is it?
If you have, it's in Stoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had to drive there and I drove back because a few of my friends, they wanted to celebrate their birthday there. So I ended up going there, but that was fun. But then I feel like on Sunday, my body was like, yeah, you can't be doing things like that. Because I think after church on Sunday, I was extremely tired and I spent most of the day sleeping after church because I was just like, yeah, I'm really tired. But then I think it was accumulated stress because a lot had been going on. I'd had people over, I traveled, so I think it was just accumulated stress. But anyway, my Saturday was good. It was a good day spending it with friends.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad. Before I even say what my own weekend was like, I think I saw something on Twitter that was about like how people sometimes live for their weekends type thing. So we should kind of start incorporating more activities into our weekdays, right? So after work, do something, like not go to the gym, but like meet up with friends, hang out, yada, 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 yada. But I just find that I'm really the live for the weekend girly because after work, after class, the last thing on my mind is to be interacting with more people. I'm just like, I've been talking all day. I'll now finish at 7 o'clock. I'll now be going to have drinks with somebody. Who, when, what, where? I'd rather just like wait until the weekend and then decompress then. But that's just a sidebar. My weekend, actually, let me think. What did I get? Yeah, see, I didn't really do much this weekend, right? I feel like I had a long week. Oh my God, and you guys, on Friday, rain beats me. The rain that rained. It's summertime. I don't know what is wrong with
you. I don't understand. I really don't get it.
Damola, rain. It was so bad that when I was on the bus and I was close to my house, I was drenched. And some random guy on the bus was like, oh, sorry. He was really giving me sad eyes. I'm like, do I look that bad? So that was the worst thing that happened to me during last week was Friday's rain. Because I checked, and it was kind of my fault because I checked the weather and it said, oh, it was going to rain. But I'm like, I'm going to be inside all day. Hopefully it doesn't rain all day. But it rained all day. So that was Friday. Saturday, I didn't really do much. I started watching a show. It's like a horror show So I binged that Saturday. Sunday, what did I do? I think I cooked and I just chilled. But this week is kind of my quote unquote week off where I'm not really working as much. So I'm feeling great.
So do you have more activities planned since you're like, you want to do more stuff? I mean, you read that you should do more stuff during the week. So do you have more things planned?
No, I don't. I'm resting. Okay. I'm staying away from people. That's my plan. But I do want to go. Well, it's a weekend thing, honestly. So either on Friday or Saturday, I'm going to go and see Barbie and Oppenheimer together, you know, the combo. So
yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to for the weekend.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible?
Oh, no, I don't like Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about why?
Namola. Why did you say that? I don't like that. Okay. That was not.
Because the reason I was saying is because when my friend was around, I was trying to get her to go and watch Mission Impossible with me.
Oh.
And she was like, I mean, first of all, she's like, okay, I'll go because of you. Then on the day, she was just like, you know what? I really don't like Tom Cruise. I don't think I want to
go without me.
I'm just like,
she said, go without me, though.
Yeah, she said, like, and obviously I didn't go because exactly. I'm just like, I can always watch it some other time. I thought it would be a nice bonding activity, but turned out to be not. Anyway.
Yeah, I really don't like him. I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like him. He just gives me, like, the ick, really. Because, like, my sister really... What was that film that he was in? The one that...
It's probably the... Yeah, Top Man.
Yeah. She loved it so much. And I even remember... that I watched the original because I was like, oh, we're going to go see the new Maverick together. I watched the original in anticipation of going first to watch it together. After I watched that first one, I was like, there's no way I'm going to stand this man's face on a big screen in a cinema where I can't leave. Because when you're watching it on TV, you can pause.
A theory.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
I think it's the whole Scientology thing. And also, no, his face is very weird.
I forget about Scientology self. I think it's even more what he did to Katie Cruz and his Izzy Cruz.
I don't know what's up in the world. What did he do?
He was just very mean to her. He tried to take their daughter away from her at some points. Just some weird.
Mm-hmm. I think his face is just very weird.
Thank you. It's not been about Scientology. I don't care. Worship whatever you want to worship. Believe whatever you want to worship, bro. But... yeah, his face is what gives me the ick. So Damola, I'm side eyeing you if you can.
Well, I am going to watch Mission Impossible. Movie,
so I don't know what you're saying.
I know people loved it, but I just can't stand his
face. I wanted to go and see it with a man that I like, but like I don't like Damola anymore.
Exactly, Damola. Damola, which one did you like? Okay, anyways, guys, yeah. So I was just thinking, right, what even precipitated me wanting to talk about was, so I was working, was it 2 weeks ago or was it last week? I'd be losing track of time. So I was working with teenagers and we had like, it was a summer school and we had an activity where it was something about like social media marketing because it was a business summer school and I was helping out with that. And it was like, oh, first of all, we asked them to create like Instagram reels, right? About like, oh, a day in university. And then we're asking them like, oh, what's your favorite social media? What kind of like, how do you do social media essentially? And I was really curious because I'm like, I don't know what the kids are doing these days. Like, oh, disclaimer, by the way, is 30 in the room with us? Yes, 30 is in the room for one of us. We have a 30 plus year old.
Wow.
What's 30 plus? 30 plus, isn't it like 31?
I mean, she's 30 plus. She's 30
what
plus.
30 plus.
Mean? 30 plus 1 week. So, okay, sure. Anyways, so we're adults. We're elderly. So I was like, okay, I don't know what social media the kids are using because we know all the social media apps. And then we got to one boy. He was very sweet. His name, oh God, no, geez. Privacy. But he had a really, really cute name too. It was like a Disney prince type name. And I was like asking him, like, oh, like, are you on social media? What's like your favorite social media app? And he's like, I don't use social media. I was like, what? Like, how?
Love it for him.
Exactly. But it blew my mind because I'm like, how is this even possible for a 17-year-old young boy to not? I think he said, oh, he uses WhatsApp. I was like, okay.
Yeah, WhatsApp is like three social medias in one, to be very honest.
WhatsApp is
WhatsApp all the is a real community.
Messaging.
It's really please. All the social media you need to be very
please. For our daddies and mummies, maybe. Not for like young people.
Trust me, it's for me too.
Okay, you see. Well, yeah, you're old, so I'm not surprised. I'm judging both of you by
I can't I feel like for me I can't keep up. So I don't even want to like try.
Fair enough. So he was like, okay, I was like, okay, WhatsApp doesn't count to me. We were like having a group discussion. And then he said maybe he has like Snapchat also, but he doesn't use it. Again, and I was like, bro, nobody even uses Snapchat like that. But anyway, so I was just thinking.
Actually, people use Snapchat, though.
Really, do they?
Oh my gosh, what are you saying?
I don't know, though. I feel like Snapchat is dying out a little.
But which maybe Snapchat?
Who uses Snapchat?
People use Snapchat. Like maybe you don't have people on your Snapchat, but people do use Snap. Like a lot.
Maybe.
Like they use it actively.
Yes.
See, Damola can't relate to that, right? Does Damola ever still open her Snapchat?
I mean, I open it. Sometimes I use it, but it's not like
your primary.
It's not, yeah, it's not very active. It's not very active.
I don't know, maybe it's a me thing, but I would post on Snapchat over Twitter or IG.
That's actually true. Diana is more of a WhatsApp and Snapchat girl versus Bussy. I'm already getting to the questions. So yeah, that was just like, I'm like, oh, I'm really curious. So it just got me thinking, essentially, like, can you just remember what our lives were like before social media, right? And I guess my first question for both of you is, can you actually imagine your life without social media? If yes, why? And if no, why?
I think I want to start because for sure I can imagine my life without social media. Ooh. And this is because I feel like I've used social media for quite a while. Yeah. And so my use of social media has kind of come to a decline. I think now it's because of the conversation we kind of had last week that prompted me to kind of like start saying, okay, let me see what I can do to bring my social media back to life. But normally, or the only social media I would probably need is WhatsApp. I just think that social media there's this thing that, I mean, for me, it doesn't necessarily affect me, but I see how it affects others and I hate it. So that's what I would say, I think.
Okay, well, Damola, what about you? Can you see your life without social media? Yes or no?
Yes, definitely. Like, I think I can see myself without social media because I'm not as active as I used to be. Let's even start with Twitter. Though once upon a time, I used to be very active on Twitter. I used to meet random people on Twitter that were like my friends, in quotes. I'd never met them before. But as time went on, I didn't care anymore. Didn't really want to tweet. Prefer to keep my thoughts to myself. And for Instagram, that is not even a thing because my first Instagram account, I deleted it.
Oh, really?
Because I was tired. Yes. This is my second Instagram account. The first one, I know people say, oh, those deactivate. I say, what am I deactivating for? If I'm going, I'm going forever. So I went away and I stayed for years. The only reason I have accounts because everyone kept just asking and we're like, why are you not on Instagram? Everybody's on Instagram.
It is weird.
So I'm just like, okay, fine. I'm coming back. But I definitely think that I could do without social media. The only thing I'll say is social media allows me to know a lot of information very quickly. In real time, especially Twitter, really, not really Instagram. So I feel like that's one part of my life that would be somewhat missing because I'll now actively have to go and seek out information because I don't watch news. I read stuff online. So I don't know. I think like that's the only thing. But for the social media itself, although some people will share on WhatsApp, so you still get news. But you get what I mean, chat? I can definitely leave social media for sure.
Ooh, can you not? No, I feel like you want to say you can't.
I definitely cannot.
I don't understand. What's this?
I definitely cannot. So it's so interesting that you both say you can't. I'm so sorry. I genuinely cannot see myself.
But you don't even use social media. So Diana, I don't understand.
It doesn't matter though.
No, they are silent users.
Exactly.
They appear active, but are actually there.
That's patient drama. Not even get technical, because I remember when I was doing my my master's dissertation, and I did something on like Twitter, and so you kind of had to like research on, you know, social media users and categorizing them. So I definitely fall within those that are very much in the social media space, but we are silent, right? So you don't see us commenting on every single issue, but then we're there, we're reading it all, consuming it all. So if social media like collapsed, like, you know, every time Instagram crashes or Twitter crashes, it's not that extreme. Like, I don't be having many panic attacks, but you know that joke where it's like, okay, everybody go outside, now go and stare at some grass or something. I would miss it. I just even think back to even like the first social media. Okay, anyway, we'll move on to that, because the next question is like, what was your first introduction to social media, and kind of like, when did you realize your decline? But like I was saying, I love me some Twitter. So the thing is, I only even started getting... Diana, when did I even get Twitter account? Maybe it's been, what, it's been 2 years? I don't remember.
I think it hasn't been 2 years now. It's when the podcast started.
So it's been 2 years then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've only been on Twitter properly for like 2 years. And then the past year, maybe like engaging more and like tweeting every now and then. But I actually love Twitter. So, I couldn't see myself without social media. I like what Damla was saying about the news. So my boyfriend used to say, oh, like Twitter was his news. And like every morning he would go on Twitter and be reading all the different news, because like from football to just general information. And in my mind, I used to be like, what is this one even saying? Like, that makes no sense. But if you think about it, in our generation, not that many people read newspapers, right? Not that many people are subscribed to all the news sites like the BBC or Sky or whatever. So we consume a lot of information about what's happening in the world from social media. And most definitely because Twitter is more like text type of social media versus Instagram or Facebook, there's more pictorials. We consume a lot of our information. Thank you. We consume a lot of our information from Twitter. And of course, there is a conversation to be had on, you know, how sometimes there's like fake news being spread and how we're verifying the information that we consume. But a lot of times, people just be going to one of these social media sites to find what's up to date in the world, right? Because again, very few people are going to news sites. But yes, so on to my next question. What was your first memory of being on social media, or even knowing about social media? Because I can genuinely, and again, it's weird for me because I remember our lives without social media, but this current generation, they haven't known anything without social media. So it's like, what was you guys' first consciousness or awareness of social media, and what app was it, and then how do you, yeah, let's do that question and then we'll go to the next one.
Shia sounds like an interviewer, just say, but like it's like you're in a proper, like you're having like a radio interview, and then Shia's just asking.
That's, I'm flexing like my interview skills now.
My first introduction to social media, I think it was Twitter. For sure, Twitter. And I used to be very active on Twitter. I used to come out like...
Sorry, Twitter... hold up. Twitter was your first social media? I know.
Let that...
Was it? Oh, okay. Sorry. It was Facebook.
Exactly. I was like, what?
Because I was... Where did,
well, I guess I got on the internet before you all, because it's not Facebook.
What was yours, Damola?
Oh my God, you guys, please, I'm not that old. How are you even saying Facebook? I was on High Five. What?
I never used High Five. So I didn't use it.
I decided not to join MySpace, but I was on High Five. Like, I wasn't on that High Five account.
No. Well, that's so interesting. Oh my god.
Damola,
that's very, very interesting. Oh my gosh. But like, yeah, I remember our Facebook days. That's what I remember. Because we used to have like really, I mean, Facebook used to be really, really interesting. But like,
Facebook was the place.
Yeah. I think the place I probably enjoyed most was Twitter, because I think maybe because Facebook family was there. So you couldn't really see what was on your mind. But Twitter, you could just say whatever you are thinking and you don't even care like who is listening or if anybody's responding to you and all of that. But Tayo, I feel like I've missed your question.
No. So you said Facebook was your first one, and yeah, I definitely can relate, but I'm going to go first because Facebook is also my answer, and then we'll hear what's Auntie Damola and High Five. I'm sorry,
it's not auntie, it's grandma.
Big sis.
Sorry. Literally, we are born. Dana, you can't even say anything. All of us is months that separates us. I was internet savvy before
okay,
you guys.
Okay, that's what we call it. Whoa. Okay, sure.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. Dana, was Facebook there when we were in like secondary school? Because I think it was, right?
Facebook was there maybe like in the final years of something.
Just started because I remember my prom pictures, I put it on Facebook.
I didn't even go for prom. Damola had a Facebook.
Wow. I know Damola
had a whole life. Like, oh my, I see you. Let me not just start. Continue, Diana.
Okay. I wasn't the one talking though.
I was actually genuinely thinking, I'm like, what is my first memory of social media? And it definitely was Facebook, probably that last year of secondary school. Because I remember, do you remember the computer room where
yes, that was where we used to go and be Facebooking.
Exactly. People would have their like secret Facebook accounts. Some people were meeting their husbands and spouses, and like they would be chatting with them till it was like time.
That's
for
why
closing.
I have like so many like randos on my Facebook.
So I just remember it being that place to meet people. And again, it wasn't even until we actually moved to Deb that we really went into like, I just think about like all our feet. We used to have albums on Facebook. We would post our blogs on Facebook. You would be having conversations with your friends. Like, you know, you would post and then people would be commenting and responding.
With a comment. Oh my gosh.
Like, they were not coming to your DMs on Facebook. So it's so interesting how
and then
now.
And you find some random person commenting and you're like, who is this?
Where do I know you from? Or random people that are not even in your social sphere adding you as friends. And it's like, do I know you from anywhere? But yeah, that was my first. So Damola, let's hear about your antics on High Five.
Oh, see. So the thing is that I was very fascinated with internet quite early. So in my school, they were very big on computers and having computers and, you know, having that computer time and knowing how to use it. So I remember that my first email address, I think it was my elder brother that opened it for me. So then in my high school, now people used to talk because we had day students and we had, you know, boarding students, and day students a lot of times used to come and tell us, you know, what people are using now and things like that. So I remember joining High Five. And the funny thing is that I joined High Five. Obviously, you add all your friends, add everyone you know in your school, search for random people. You post things. High Five was a weird space. But then people now told us that, okay, there's this place that is cooler than High Five. Because I heard of MySpace, but I don't think I was quite interested. But I definitely knew that I had the chance to join it, but I was not interested. But then I now joined Facebook. And Facebook was this whole new world where I could basically say what's on my mind. I was such, like, honestly, if you look at my Facebook from years, like actively, there was a time that every time Facebook used to remind me of my posts, I used to delete them because I was just like, I was such a Facebook influencer. Like, you know how like Instagram, I used to post every little thing that crossed my mind. I would post what I'm listening to. I'll post if I like something on YouTube, I will share it. If I liked, like basically, if I was bored, like sometimes I'll be like, I'm so tired. And people will comment, what's going on this? And I'll be talking. I was like, are you sick? Like, I was so expressive. I did not care what anyone thought. I was not guarded. I didn't care really. Because I remember then there was a time that there was like a testimony in my family. And I literally went on Facebook and I shared it. Because obviously, Facebook influencer. And My uncle called my mother to say, why did Damola post that?
I tell her to delete it. So
trust me, I had this whole personality on Facebook. I was like, I was in the influencing game before. Like, I used to recommend stuff to people. Like, I was illness.
Oh my goodness. In general. Wow.
So I think that even when I was in Nigeria, right, and before I came to Hungary, when I was still in my Facebook era, I used to talk to a lot of people that I used to then not DM but message, and I'll be actively messaging people. Then there was something called To Go when I was in uni in Nigeria, and I was like, what is To Go? And they were like, you meet some random people on To Go. I was like,
I had To Go.
Oh, you had that. I was like, nah, that's not for me. I want my Facebook community. I love like when I came to Debrecen, even worse. If you check my BMC fit, oh my goodness.
I can imagine.
It was worse. I used to share tips. Then I used to go on not just okay.com every day looking for new Nigeria. So I was a sick individual, guys. You guys.
No, I'm honestly, dying.
Like, I used to check not just okay. Then that's when I had the idea that maybe I'm going to, because I used to like Project Fame and all these people. I remember there was a time that I uploaded one of the Project Fame people that I really liked their songs. I uploaded it on my YouTube channel and I shared this on my Facebook.
No, you're joking, guys.
I was crazy. I don't know, because I really liked him. I was so sad that he came second. By the way, that's the season, Marvelous. That's okay. The season that Ayola won. Yeah, all of you that don't know, Ayola went to Project Fame and he won. So Ayola, So this season, Marvelous came second, and Marvelous was my fave, not Ayola. So when Marvelous released song after the show, I went to look for the song. I uploaded the song on my YouTube and I shared it on my Facebook. All of you, I deleted all those things. Nobody will see it again. It was a season. Maybe that's why I'm the way I am right now, because I've gone through that phase.
That is very, very interesting.
Very interesting. Like, my mind is gone.
Yeah, we didn't. Oh, guys, we didn't know Damola at that time. I think we'd have called her out or something. Would have been like, Damola, are you okay? But like,
I actually wouldn't have. I think that's pretty cool, by the way. Diana.
No, it's not.
What do you mean we'll call her out?
I will call you out. You know me. I didn't.
She's an influencer. What are you talking about?
What influencer are you? What are you influencing?
I have never seen influencer. Her Facebook circle.
I'm glad that phase is over. Please, let's keep things inside. Yeah.
You are a hater.
But you know, I feel like sometimes I wish I had a little bit of that. Not all the way.
You
often,
have it. You just don't want to bring it out. I mean, if you had it, it did not just go.
It's probably still in there. Yeah.
Please don't dig.
I have seen things in life, and I think I'm a little more mature now. So,
what has maturity done? It has made you what?
I mean, let's be more careful on the internet.
I think she thinks she's more insightful, but sure.
Yes, I am. Don't be a hater.
I know, with your shade. But that is so interesting, though, because it's like my experience is the almost complete opposite. Again, like I've already said, I am the one who is just like, I'm more like a lurker, right? Like, that's what they call them. You just lurk on the internet, but we're not just putting things out. But I definitely had my moments with like posting my pictures.
Shia, let me tell you the days I remember. The days
don't expose me.
The days when we'd go and like find out about somebody, and we'll just be like, how did you find out about so much information about this person? When would be like, I checked his Facebook, I checked his Instagram, he even has this, we'll send each other links, and I'm just like...
I'm sorry, you mean you are currently doing that now? Don't say
no,
the
I've
day.
No, I've stopped.
Liar. You want me to remind people on the internet that very recently you were social media FBI?
Maybe I like that person, I don't like the person again.
Not lie. But okay, yeah, let me go into my next question. Diana is right, this sounds like an interview, but you know, I'm here for it, by the way. But again, Diana was saying something earlier about when I asked the question of if she sees herself, I mean, or her life without social media, and you said because there were so many negatives, or you've seen it do so many bad things to people. So can you elaborate more?
Yeah, right? I think people are largely influenced by what they see. I just think social media has made people think that life is supposed to be one way. I don't know how to really explain this thing, but I don't think, like, I mean, it's good and all, but I feel like a lot of times people just focus on, I'm not saying don't share only what is amazing, and I don't know what I'm saying, But I just think people think that life is, oh, by this age you're supposed to do this, by this age you're supposed to do, like, you're supposed to have everything figured out. And that's what social media has kind of made it seem. I mean, it's only if you get to continue reading a caption of somebody's IG post that you realize that maybe the picture doesn't really depict what is really saying. Do you understand? But if you're just looking at the picture, ooh, you think that everything is wonderful, everything is amazing. So I think social media has made people very shallow. I don't like it. That's just it. Like, I think it's just the shallowness in people now that is making me just be like, But I mean, so I see the goods of social media. I'm just saying that that's the negative side. And I think for me, it's very in my face. And yeah, that's it. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, fair enough. I actually get that. Damola, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that social media in itself can be good, because for a lot of people, it has created a whole career for them. And without social media, probably they'll be lost in life. But at the same time, I think that for a lot of younger people, especially people who grew up on social media or were introduced to it quite early, it can negatively affect you. Because you wake up in the morning, you go on social media, you look at what other people are sharing. And for the most part, people share good parts. People share their highlights. People share what is working. And if you keep feeding your mind with this thing day in, day out, it will come to a point where you're just like, yeah, I don't think I'm doing enough. Look at person A doing this, doing that. And the thing is that, yes, you can say, oh, you can compare with people you see on the road. But there's almost something that social media is like concentrated and in your face, and because you spend a lot of time on it, there's almost a thing of, okay, you feel like, oh, maybe I'm not doing enough. You have kind of like unrealistic expectations for your life. You compare yourselves with other people and you're like, oh, if this 22 year old in this is doing this, maybe I can do it too. And I feel like a lot of times, if you spend a lot of time on social media, you almost outsource your thinking to what other people are saying. So it's almost like what people think, somehow you just feel like that's what you actually think about the subject, because that's what you've filled your mind with, basically. And we can talk of how, like, social media or harmful use of social media and mental health, people getting more depressed, people getting more anxious, people feeling more lonely. So even though they have all of this or this tool to reach out to a lot of people, there's still the loneliness that people feel, because as Diana said, it's kind of shallow interaction. Like, yeah, people are there to celebrate you, to say, oh my god, you look great, you look nice, but are you so focused on that and not your real life? And there's something that this new influencing world has done to social media that I feel is bad. Everybody, even the regular Joe, now wants to curate their life for social media.
Oh my gosh, yes,
everybody is a mini content creator.
Your feed is aesthetic, everybody. Yes.
Everybody, and I think that it's just everyone wants to curate. It's almost like you're doing things like, or you just go out, you want to curate the perfect reel for social media. I feel like it can have negative effects, a lot of negative effects. And the reason I say younger people, because I hope that adults or older people have learned balance in life and they're able to kind of regulate it. But for a lot of younger
people, as much as we want to say, talk about like balance, it gets to a point where, I don't know. That's what I think. Or I mean, for many, maybe another person, it's different. But I just feel like it gets to a point where it gets to you. As much as you want to think that, oh, I have my head on my shoulders and all those, I'll be on my neck, I'm sorry. But like, yeah, I just think that, yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure, bye.
No, Diana, your point was very valid. Like, everything Damola said was, yeah, right on point. But again, if you are somebody that has social media and you spend, you know, they all say we're all kind of addicted to our phones now. So if you spend any amount of time on social media and you're consuming so much, and again, I think my thing, the one thing I will add to what both of you have said, because like I agree with everything, is how much we don't understand that these things are actually in our psyche and our subconscious. Because I think about myself and I think about how I don't even use Instagram as much now, but I think when I was on Instagram and how that you're just mindlessly scrolling. But as you're mindlessly scrolling, a lot of those images are being processed in your brain, whether or not that you know it. And in one way or the other, they are going to impact like some decisions that you make, which is what, even when you think on a grander scale and how like companies are being strategic. Because now, to be honest, like social media has become such, well, some platforms at least have become such a disgusting space in terms of how like they're marketing and they're like targeting us with the ads and they're just increasing our consumerism and we're always just wanting to buy. Maybe again, this is me because please, I'm very easily influenced. If you see me on TikTok, I know the amount of things that they've made me buy on TikTok shop because I'm like, oh, this is cute. And again,
sorry, TikTok has a shop.
Oh, Diana. Dama,
I'm on TikTok, so I don't know.
I'm not on TikTok, so.
Okay, you guys suck, by the way. TikTok is where it's at.
That is one thing I think, I don't know what will make me join TikTok.
You've drawn the line. That's where you draw the line.
Oh, that's where I draw the line.
Shio, like.
I am offended. TikTok is my base, you guys.
That's interesting.
I love TikTok, but yeah, TikTok shop, essentially. Yeah. So. Let me break it down for the aunties that don't know what TikTok shop is. It's basically like Instagram also, but is because it's like a video. So someone will just be like, oh, hello, blah, blah, blah. Here's this product. And they link it and you can click it and order it directly from the TikTok app. So you don't have to.
A bad way of managing your money, for sure.
Exactly. Thank you. You don't get redirected to any website.
Oh my God.
Say, oh shit, they will
just ripping people off.
Diana, I kid you not.
Hey, and that's what you like.
I love it. Am a sucker for TikTok. I soak it all up. But you know what? Something happened recently and my TikTok shop doesn't work that much. And I think it was God looking out for me. And I haven't tried to fix it because I know.
Interesting. Very interesting.
My TikTok shop stopped working. And so I'm like, God, thank you. Because I know if this TikTok shop was working, I would just things that I don't need. I'm not even joking.
Sorry, what's the most useless thing you bought there? So far, because I feel like more useless things are coming. But what's the one you bought so far?
Oh, that's a very good question. I'm thinking, actually, it wasn't that useless. It was like this. It was like a lunchbox set.
So I
used it.
Wait, Shia, why did you buy a lunchbox?
I didn't want to ask why. That's why I said, do you use it?
Because it was cute. Okay, it was three compartments.
Can you resell it?
Why would I resell it? No, it's cute.
Is it
it's
in my furniture cupboard. In your house?
Shh, did I ask you, ma'am? It's cute, okay? I used it a couple of times.
Alice, is there a nail in your wall where you can hang it for sure?
Anyways, but what can I? That I'm even trying to think. What is the thing from TikTok shop that I've used the most? I don't even know. Maybe I bought perfume off TikTok shop once, so. Someone was just like, if you guys are on TikTok, you will actually know. If you're listening to this episode.
That's actually where I
know. If you're listening to this episode and you are on TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. If I evil, you need to just be on TikTok once. People will sell this. And again, the way TikTok algorithms work is if you watch a video, if you like a video, like most things, they'll keep recommending those kinds of content to you. So I go on TikTok and I click like a fragrance video. My next couple of posts are going to be about fragrance. And all the way the girlies do it on TikTok now is like, oh, this.
You sound like you're trying to market this thing.
People have to join TikTok. The girlies market will be like, oh, this perfume will make men follow
Which
you.
Which girlies are you talking about? So are you
TikTok girlies?
Thank you, Damola. Diana, get away. But yeah, okay.
I can't believe what I'm actually hearing. Like, I mean, wow.
TikTok is my place, okay? Don't hate on it. And if you're listening, please, if you're a TikToker, comment once you hear this episode because Diana and Damola don't know what they're missing.
So that people can go and...
They don't know what they're missing. Maybe Life Uncharted should have a TikTok account.
Yeah, maybe, but who's going to be running it?
Actually, obviously Shia.
Actually, Shia should have a TikTok account that I should put her face in the little corner and be talking random things like I see, because they always share their TikTok videos out of
I saw a video yesterday or so where they were like, give me heart, yum 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 meat. I'm just like, what is going on here?
Yes, that's the new TikTok thing. I know you can't really do it. Don't worry. Leave it to you for us.
Thank you. Thank you, this person, for giving me a heart. I'm just like, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, my God. Damola,
I'll send a video to you on Twitter.
I mean, there's threads now.
There's threads now.
That's the thing. What do you guys think about threads, though, before we go to our final thing?
I've never posted, so I don't know what's going on there.
That's true. She hasn't. Are you even on threads? No, Diana was the one that was sharing in our post that, oh, you know, she's not going to join because, wasn't it you? Because you can't do
it. It was me. Yeah,
it was me. Diana and our
group chat. I joined, and then there's nothing happening there.
I think it's dead.
I joined, but I think I posted. But things I always forget the app. That's the problem.
Same.
I don't know how to, I don't think I've opened it in days, probably. And I feel like a lot of, and the way it was set up, like, I guess because the app is new, when you check your home feed, you see a lot of random people. And that kind of puts me off because I was like, I don't want to be seeing all these people. Is there a way I can sieve them out? And I feel like a lot of Nigerian celebrities were really trying to grow their page on Threads. So they were just acting a fool. Sorry. So I didn't quite, I don't really enjoy it, to be fair, so.
Yeah, same. I honestly don't get it. It's like, what is the point? And it was even also funny how they strategically tried to launch it when Elon Musk started messing up with like whatever he was doing on Twitter. And I'm like, it's not doing what it's meant to do, Uncle Mark. I'm really sorry. It's really not doing what it's meant to do. But yeah, that is... By the way, so if you are on Threads, though, maybe, do you think Life on Chatter should have a thread?
Yeah, actually, maybe, please, let's even start with Twitter. Let's be active on Twitter
before
we think about Threads.
Let's manage the one that we have. But yeah, now for more slightly interesting content, because again, what I want to ask is specifically targeted to one person, and the person knows who they are. But again, I think I tweeted about this. I tweeted about this maybe like a couple months ago. So you know how LinkedIn is also a social media app, whether or not people acknowledge it as, even though, you know, it's marketed as professional, blah, blah, blah. But did you know that people be finding spouses on social media on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Right?
Definitely. Yes.
I didn't know that.
When people are now writing, I'm honored to announce that my birthday was yesterday. I'm honored to announce that. Why would it be a social media app?
It blows my mind every time I see one of those posts. But one day, someone actually slid into my LinkedIn DMs, and I don't even post on LinkedIn, and was like, how are you, beautiful? I would like to get to know you. But I was like, I'm sorry, what? Sir, where do you know me from? Where have you seen me? I have one picture. That is my, you know, professional picture. So why are you sliding into my DMs on LinkedIn? It really blew my mind, but that was a fun fact for me. So just before we end the episode, just a little spicy question. So it's for the whole group, but specifically targeted at one person. You know who you are, and be honest, tell the truth. So has anyone ever slid into your DMs on social media? All social media from, is it to go, Avi, high five, to TikTok? and how did that go in general? So Damola, you go first.
First of all, TikTok is only for you because we cannot relate. To be honest, okay, if I think about Facebook, people have probably slid into my DMs or messages or private messages, as it was called at the time. But the thing is, I didn't really feel like they were sliding into my DMs because some of them, maybe they went to my high school. I didn't really know them, but we kind of have mutual friends because maybe they were my seniors or something. And yeah, I feel like, yeah, there was that. And how did it go? I guess for the person I'm thinking about right now in my mind, it wasn't weird because he felt familiar, like I had seen him before in high school, so it wasn't weird or anything. And yeah, I feel like if I talk too much, people might know.
So
now in like adults, Damola, Twitter and Instagram. Yes, Twitter, but the thing is that Twitter, they love creeps. So they just say, hey, beautiful, and I really don't respond.
Oh, for real? You guys, I'm just missing out on so much. Sorry, Damola. People be signing their DMs on Twitter. Nobody has seen my DMs on Twitter now. Why?
I don't know. It's weird. I actually don't like it. But Instagram.
Oh, that's where it's at.
Yes. Because okay. I feel like Instagram is very... very focused on the appearance, on pictures. People see your pictures, they come up in your feed, they think you're pretty, they go through your page a little bit and they decide to DM you. But yes, I've definitely had a few experiences off Instagram. There's some people that I actively DM on Instagram, like we have full-on conversations. I mean, some are in the friend zone now. And I'm sure they know that they're in friend zone. But one is trying to crawl out of it.
Wow.
I think. But yeah, I think that Instagram for me, it's a bit weird because people don't really know anything about you. At least for me or from Instagram, people don't really know anything about me. I post on my story sometimes, or I post my pictures, but it's very hard to really get a sense of who I am. So when people say they like me, they'll be like, oh, I've just gone through your page and you just seem very genuine. Like, I find it hard
you
to
know
believe.
Nothing from my page. What genuine? You, they look in your eyes on your pictures and they say, that's a genuine girl. Like, what?
I don't know. So for me, it's very hard. And I think that now as I'm older, I'm a little bit more suspicious and I'm just generally more guarded. So it takes a bit of time for me to like open up. Though there's someone that I met off Instagram, or we've been talking in like on Instagram, and I think we could be really good friends, but because we just have, it's very easy to talk to him and it's not weird at all, even though I've never seen him before, but our conversation is not weird. He's not just saying, oh, your beauty takes me away, or your eyes are, you know, not these weird things that people say. So,
oh, yeah, staring into your soul, the depths of your beautiful brown eyes. Yeah, love it.
You know, those, yeah, it doesn't really appeal to me. But so far, I'm not one of those people that have success stories that say, oh, he slid into my DMs and now I get him married, or he slid into my DMs and then he's happily ever after. I haven't had that yet. So maybe you guys should stay tuned. If that happens in the near future, I will definitely come and update you all on the podcast.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's okay. Not too spicy. Diana, do you want to go?
I don't understand where I want to go. Do I have a choice not to go?
You can choose to hold back or not.
Okay,
but,
I choose to
hold
back.
We need proper details.
On what? Because I know Shayo, like,
if you are sitting in your DMs, or have they not? How did it go? Did you reciprocate?
So let me just collect myself in like 2 seconds, and then I'll just... I know of 2 people that I met off social media that I still like, I'm very much in close contact with them. They are like one of my wonderful, wonderful friends. And I think Shayo knows one. I don't know, or if she realizes that that's the person.
Probably not.
But like, I have met some wonderful people off Twitter. Actually, Twitter is where I met them. And then I remember meeting, I don't know, would I say WordPress? Would you consider WordPress social media?
I mean, if it is to you, then
I met.
Is that how you met Dainty M?
Yeah, that's how I met Dainty M.
Dainty M.
Is in the blog world. That time I was very in the blog world, so that's why.
Okay.
And then like other people, so yes, I think it is not, I don't know of now, I don't know if I'll recommend now, but like in the earlier times I would recommend, because I think maybe people were like more, would I say sane. I think it also depends on you.
But she's talking about like not just friendship.
Exactly,
because I have friendships, people I met friends of social media, but she's talking about romantic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
I don't
she means.
Think I have.
Yeah, Shayo, except you enter my DM right now and tell me who it
okay,
is.
Okay, 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 okay. No problem.
Do it right now so that I can talk about it.
No, no, it's okay.
No, no, no. Do it right now so I can talk about it. Honestly, enter like I'm actually...
I don't have your password.
No, if you know someone's name, like...
I don't remember any of their names, but so... there are people on Twitter.
Okay, yes, we move away from that because I don't know what Shai is talking about.
Damn, I don't lie. You've told me about some people you met on Twitter. Don't lie.
I'm just being crazy. I can't remember. I really can't remember.
That's what we're doing, you guys.
But there was one with, like, is it Nigerian Idol or one show that IK hosts? You told me about one person that...
Oh my God! Yes, I did meet that person. And we actually still, like... Well, it wasn't, like, anything, like, romantical. Yes, I have met friends. But any other thing, I don't know what Shia is talking about. And, yeah, good luck to whoever she's talking about.
Shia, what about you? I feel like you have a story for us.
Actually, not necessarily. But I have that same experience with people just... because they see your pictures on Instagram. And again, I've archived most of my posts on Instagram, so good luck to anyone really messaging me on there. But you know, again, Instagram has this like private, so if they're not your friends and they message you, they kind of go to another side of your inbox, which is good. But then random times people will just try and follow you and message you. But fun fact, my current boyfriend messaged me on Instagram. That's how we go back together.
That kind of like doesn't really count as meeting people on social media because you already knew him.
Okay. But somebody that you haven't spoken to in a long time and they message you and you respond.
That's not inside this girl. She wants to feel like she messaged.
Damola, please, come on.
Well, wait. That kind of counts because that's what I said with previously that people that I used to talk to
doesn't count.
Even though I knew them from high school or knew of them from high school, it was different because we didn't actually, like, we had lost touch for a while and they sent a message and I responded. So I think it still counts.
Thank you, Damola. The rational thinking one. Okay. It does 100% count because, like, somebody that you haven't spoken to in what, like, a decade. I don't know you. You don't know me. So that counts as sliding into the DMs.
You don't know me. Okay, sure.
Because,
but wait, so, I do have something to say on Diana's side. The fact that there is a sense of familiarity, even though time has passed.
There was no familiarity. Oh, there was no familiarity.
This is just her trying to feel among. Let me just see.
Whatsoever. Diana, you said your own story. You said you don't have any romantic anything or social. So now that I'm telling my, why are you helping me? Thank you. As far as I'm concerned, he did not know me. I did not know him. We hadn't spoken in a decade.
This is so funny, but yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. So, eventually, if you all get married, is this what you're going to say? That this is where we met? I'm just asking.
No, I don't think she can say that.
Exactly.
She can just say
that's not the origin of our. Thank you.
I will scream that it's a lie.
Okay, that's why you're not be invited to the wedding. Don't worry. Security will hold you at the door. They'll be stop, ma'am. Where's your invitation? As far as I'm concerned, my current boo, we are a social media love story.
Okay, Shayo, let's not do this. Yes, no, this one I can't stand like this. No.
The power of power of social media. That will be, you know when people do wedding stories and
it's like because of Diana.
Like, because of Diana and because of Dama, two of your haters, when we do our story on our wedding page, wedding website,
I can't stand by
I
that.
Will also reference this episode and tell everyone to come listen.
You know
to
how
it.
They used to put like when they are putting like fake news and they won't say fake, I'll just put screenshots.
Hater, boo. But yeah, you guys are boring, honestly. I expected juicier stories.
We don't have juicy stories. I feel like if you had asked me this question many years ago, I'll be more open. Now I'm so scared of people on the internet. I'm really scared of strangers. If you message me and I have to reply, I have to open your page first and look very well if I want to respond or not. Because now you have people using other people's pictures to text people.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That is...
And I'm just like, creating a whole new account. So I feel like these days, like, you have to be like, sometimes I even check that, is there anybody that, do we have any mutuals? Maybe I can go and ask. Because there was someone that DM'd me the other time on Instagram, and I saw that we only have one mutual friend. I went to ask that person, do you know this person?
Right.
Who is actually, this person? This person just messaged me. Tell me what you know about. So that, because I don't know, life is just not what it used to be. Because
yeah, that's what I was saying, that I think at that time it was more like, I think it was just, it was better. Is it better? The better is not the word I want to use, but yeah. But now I don't recommend, though. Have you heard what's happening in the social media sphere?
But I still recommend it for friendships because, yes. Because I have, I mean, there's some people that I met off YouTube. Like, we literally just used to comment on people's videos on YouTube, or like someone that one person I kind of talk to now, I really like her. She's on my WhatsApp. I've never seen her in my life before. I just used to follow her.
She's on
her
your
YouTube
WhatsApp?
Channel.
Are you literally. Serious?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know who that is, but that's so interesting to me all the same.
So it's kind of like,
I'm thinking of, I just want to know.
I really don't know who Dana is thinking of, because there are few YouTube people that I really used to carry on my head.
Let me give a hint. Is it the one in the US?
No, not that one. Okay, not that one. This one, she's in Nigeria, yeah.
Okay.
And we should move back from the US anyway. But we, like, it's a good, I'm not like famsing her that we're closest friends or anything, but I really liked her. We kind of have a relationship, but I've never met her before. And it was all like YouTube, social media and stuff. So it has its benefits. If you are open to it, but you just have to be me. I just feel like you should be more cautious. Maybe we should actually have had someone on who had a wonderful love story from social media, so that will not be sounding like doom and gloom here. I don't know. But yeah, that's just my two cents.
You guys, let me just tell you. Okay, bye. Nothing. I don't want to say anything.
Say what you want to say, mom.
I wanted to say how the origin of my love story, because it's already like started. So I just wanted to say.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's your love story. This is delusional antics, but maybe we'll talk about that in another episode. But anyways, guys, we've come to the end of the episode. We hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did, because I had a great time. It's always a great time talking to you guys, honestly. This podcast does things for me. But again, please follow us on our social media. Social media captain, what was our at
life uncharted _
thank you,
Dan. I'm not social media captain,
hey, but you answered that one, so
yeah. Are you waiting for me to answer again?
Yeah, are you not the social media captain? Okay, so life uncharted _ on Instagram
and Twitter. I think Shayo started TikTok because she's a TikTok girl,
and I will start TikTok, but TikTok is more video. I don't have energy to be recording videos because you know why trio. Anyways, that is it from us. Hope to catch you again on our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. That doesn't like saying bye with me, but bye.
I'm rolling my eyes like, what?
Bye.
I'm very confused.
Bye.
Okay, no.